Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I have a nephew who works on Wall Street in the security exchange on the floor. And he was telling me recently about how when he got hired, he came from Cornell University, top grade student and captain of the Cornell football team. But when he was recruited into this position, he's a big 300-pound man. Like, he's not a small man. He's a tight end, big, huge guy. And so, but he's a gentle giant. And he's a big team player. And when he was brought into the security exchange, he said, one of the guys gave him some advice. Now listen, when you're on the exchange, when anything goes wrong, look for someone to blame. And anything goes right, take immediate credit for it, and you'll do well. And he thought he was joking. Because, like, you know, here he is, a team player, and, you know, it's all about the team. And he brought that up, and he says, yeah, that's on the field. Here, it's cutthroat. This is the way it is. And when we were talking about it, I was, you know, rather taken back by it. But, you know, it sounds so sort of like, cutthroat and ruthless, right? But the idea of blaming somebody, something goes wrong, find somebody to blame, throw them under the bus. He said, take all your friends, put them on the bus, throw them under it. And I thought to myself, you know, that sounds so radical and so brutal. But, you know, it's not just Wall Street who does this. I mean, politics do it too. And actually, it's even in the church. We look for someone to blame. Throw a group, an individual group, throw them under the bus, do whatever you want. Just don't accept anything for ourselves. And here's the hardest part. It's been like that for eons. It's almost part of human condition. And what we hear about in today's readings actually gives some sort of a nod to this. And let me explain why. You see, you've often heard the term scapegoat, right? But that's fundamentally blame and judge, blame, and move on. So how does scapegoating work? And it's what this Lamb of God refers to. Because if we don't understand scapegoating, we don't understand why Jesus is called the Lamb of God. That's the actual what happens. So scapegoating is when there's problems in a community, a tribe, right? What they would do is they would look for a goat, and they would pile wood on the goat, and it would be literally say, all the problems of our community are on that goat. And then they would slaughter the goat. And you go, oh, yeah, well, that was better than the rest of society at the time. This is the Judaic community, the Jews. What they did with in other communities, they took down a human being and a child and slaughtered a child and burned the child. Here they were just burning an animal, a goat or a lamb. So this is how society had developed. And that even still happens in some communities that have not sort of heard modern ways. And they still take an animal and pile all the stuff on that animal and still do it even to this day. It's something in our thing is let's blame one person and then push them out of the community. We do it still, even in our groups, our friends, even in schools, in colleges. We scapegoat one person. And we vilify them and put them out to the side. But Jesus comes along and says, look, I don't want any of that anymore. He says, I am the Lamb. I'm the Lamb of God. And I will be the last sacrifice you ever give at any altar is me. Never again. I will sacrifice myself for you. I will take all the sins of all humanity upon me. And I will allow myself to be slaughtered. And then be done with it. No more slaughtering of animals. No more slaughtering of human beings. You're done. Your sins are now forgiven. Celebrate. And remember what we celebrate. And that's what we do every Sunday. That's why we're here. We remember the Lamb of God. And in fact, I'll hold up the host. And I said, behold, I'll say exactly what John the Baptist will say. I would say, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Behold. And we all say, oh, yeah, I'm not worthy to accept that. But please come under my roof and I will accept it. So what does all that come down to? What does it all mean? Is that yes, we have a proclivity to blame and scapegoat people, and it can be quite brutal and ruthless. But we as Christians who believe in Jesus say, we're not going to do that. We resist that call. We resist that, maybe that human, sort of crude part of our humanity. And instead, we are raised up by Christ to instead accept responsibility for the things we do wrong and to forgive those who hurt us. To actually live what we celebrate here means that we have to go out and to forgive others when they say and do things that are painful and hurting. Why? Because that's what Christ asked us to do. Because he forgave us our sins first. Every one of us. So today, let's not look for somebody to blame or to scapegoat in anything that happens in our family and or in our office or in our school. Let's just take control of our own little world and say, no more scapegoating. I'll take responsibility for things I make mistakes on, and I will forgive those who make mistakes with me. I will be Christ, who is the Lamb of God.